Track 3. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt feeds, walks, talks to and plays with her dog. So why does Bonnie only obey Alex?
A BBC colleague once told me a man treats his dog like his wife treats him. I was thinking about this when watching my husband and our young golden retriever Bonnie together in the garden this week. Alex is the only person she will obey unhesitatingly. He only has to say her name and her head tilts down in deference. For the record, Alex does not bow his head in a similar way when I talk to him, although maybe I should encourage it. If I had to choose words to describe his relationship with Bonnie, it would be exasperated, stern, loving. Exasperated when she chewed up his beloved AirPods. I made this worse by pointing out he shouldn't have left them within reach. Stern when she jumps up at people. A 30-kilogram furball is quite intimidating. And loving when she nuzzles into him in the morning, desperate for his undivided attention. So is this how I treat him? There is definitely an element of exasperation when he has some eccentric, impractical idea, like getting a Rhea as a pet, or we're delayed yet again by the disappearance of his keys, wallet or glasses. I remember when we'd packed up the whole car after a visit to my brother and then had to unpack it all in the search for Alex's mobile. An hour later, having searched high and low, we decided we would have to leave regardless. As we started to drive away, I noticed something sitting in that gap at the bottom of the windscreen. His phone had been on the bonnet the whole time. Loving, I hope, goes without saying. But stern? It's not a word I would use to describe myself, although I would accept forthright. I definitely don't beat around the bush when it comes to telling Alex what I think. The big mystery to me is why Bonnie reacts to him so differently to the way she reacts to me, her most devoted carer and companion. I am the one who feeds her, walks her, talks to her, plays with her, but when it comes to being stern, she just gives me that "I don't comprehend" look and carries on regardless. I was also the one who trained her. Unfortunately, it was during lockdown, so mainly done over FaceTime without the socialisation of normal classes. Bonnie was good at doing all the tricks in our kitchen when it was just me and her, but less so when real life intervened. It soon became clear who she thought was boss, and it wasn't me. Once I took her for a walk in a beautiful enclosed wood and she romped around happily, always staying within sight. But when she realised she had to get back in the car, she suddenly ran off. I called and called in my most gruff voice, occasionally catching a glimpse of golden fur darting between the trees. She clearly thought it was a game of hide and seek. In desperation, I rang Alex. "Can you call Bonnie, please?" I begged. Down the phone came this stern, masterful command. "Bonnie, come!" She was there in a flash, a little perplexed not to see the leader of the pack in situ. I've now decided to record Alex's voice on my phone with a range of commands to suit any situation. Come to think of it, I might suggest the children record my voice to play to Alex when he is being exasperating. "Alex, no," in my most forthright manner, could come in handy when he's planning a harebrained escapade behind my back.